everybody. Michelle from Boo Sounds here.
Oh, I'm George here.
We're sitting on our front step. Yeah. We're sitting on our front step waiting for a ride to come so that we could get groceries. But we thought that we would share some bird song with you.
And so they stopped.
There we go. It's just so peaceful.
Yes.
I was at our backyard, and we have a nice big rhubarb plant again this year. Big stalks. So things are really starting to green up. I'm going to wait at least a week before harvesting them. But I will do that. And we'll figure out something to do with them. Any suggestions would be helpful. I usually do stewed rhubarb. Not big on the baking. So if there's a savory way to incorporate it, that'd be great. Vocal bird.
Yeah, it's just that one that seems to be right above us.
Yeah. Well, I hear... See, there's another one about a block away. You hear that?
To the right.
Yeah.
Yep.
So.
Well, if we had a stereo mic, that would actually mean something to the listener.
Yeah, but I see him. He's atop the giant house, what I call the giant house next to us. And I just barely see him. God has really blessed us with a lot of stuff. Rosebush is trying to figure out what's going on in our garden. Our iris plants are up, and so are our peonies. And I see some hollyhocks too. They're just the green, but when God paints summer colors, he'll paint them good. And also our tarragon is up. I'm going to be possibly working in my community garden this next week. Got to get a hold of our community gardener, our garden coordinator.
You mentioned something about email last I saw him, which was a couple of weeks ago, I think. So.
Yeah, I meant to get back to him, and I got to get some email done for a couple things. But yeah, it's just a beautiful day. We're in the shade right now, so it is a tad chilly, but I would say it's going to be a beautiful day because the sky is fairly clear. There's only wisps of cloud.
It's supposed to. Actually cloud over today according to weather forecasts. So there's even something of a risk of a thunder shower.
Well, you know what? We need the rain.
But I mean, it's comes and goes. The weather has been so confusing lately. I mean, we've gone from literally in a week's time, and this is a couple of weeks back, we've gone from snow temperature where it's just barely above zero to the next week being 30 above.
Yeah.
Celsius.
Yeah, so 92 thereabouts. Fahrenheit.
So, you know, I think that the people who are predicting weather are undergoing a certain challenge, and it's not necessarily as reliable as it may have been. Not that it ever was 100%.
Yeah.
But I think it's even less so now because everybody's confused.
Exactly. there's some other birds. Yeah,
so many nice bird songs in the spring. That's one of the things that makes it such a blessing.
Mm-hmm. And I love being where we are. It's actually quite interesting. We're a block away from a busy street. And a block and a half in another direction. And yet, the houses and everything protect from most of the noise. Like, yeah, you can hear that bus from a... And the siren from a block away. But it's not like it's in your face.
No. No, there's a lot of residential properties that are much closer.
Mm-hmm.
We're in our little, I won't call it alcove, but it's sort of like we're in a little shelter.
Yeah. And I'm so thankful for it.
And yet it's, you know, it's just such an ideal situation because you don't have a huge walk to get to a bus stop.
Exactly. The most is, well, actually both ways, it's a block and a half.
Yep.
You know, and really that's amazing. And I'm going to put this on Thankful Thursday because all this is really stuff to be thankful for.
Indeed.
You know, it's just so amazing of what we had. And, you know, we were just talking about the possibility of doing some back alley gardening. If we took out the clothesline in our yard, which we're thinking of doing, because the pole is rusty and leaning anyway. Totally take out part of the grass that's back there and do a few things, and maybe 1 year put in a garden that both we can use and those that don't have enough food in the summer months. And if they come by, they can feel free to pick.
Yep. I don't mind that kind of thing at all. It's just the senseless, messy vandalism that I get upset about.
Yeah, me too.
People throw in the trash because they, you know, just because.
Exactly. So.
Yes, that is where we can put out our garbage, but that doesn't mean everybody else has to.
Exactly. Exactly. So, you know, it's just things to think about, and I think I might think about doing that rather than a walk-through container garden.
What's going on here?
Anyway, take care. God bless. Bye for now.
Okay.
I know I said goodbye before, but we'll say hello again.
Yeah.
Our ride's delayed 10-15 minutes, so we've got more than enough time to finish up here. So, yeah, and if I got the money this year, there's also alongside of our walks where they had to tear out some sod to put to get at the walks, so they to put in the concrete. So what I'm thinking of doing is putting either some perennial flowers or some perennial herbs. I'm thinking some perennial flowers, a couple on each level, and I think that'd be neat.
Yeah, that'd be in those little trenches.
Mm-hmm.
I'll just have to be careful not to run over them with the base amp.
Well, that's why I'm thinking of something hardy that can withstand that.
Yes, that would be recommended.
You know, because it's not like you do it on purpose. And,
oh, no.
And they need some more soil anyway, so they wouldn't be trenches.
Yeah, no, you'd have to fill them up flush.
Yeah. And that's fine. And that's why I say, you know, wouldn't be right away, but I'd like to do it. I'd like to do it fairly soon. But I'm thinking a couple on each, make it a perennial, and then that way they can spread their seed a little bit, you know. So anyway, now we will sign off. Take care. God bless. May your journeys be safe.
Bye for now.